Does stud horse sound bad to say in front of women? Or?
Well, it used to, but don't talk no more.
And the male sheep is called the...
Buck.
And does that sound bad to use, too?
No.
What about the female?
Well, she's called I think you'd call her a doe.
Mm-hmm. And what do people raise sheep for?
Wool and meat.
Mm-hmm. And talk about hogs. When they're first born, they're called a...
Pigs.
And then when they get a little older?
Shoats.
About what size is a shoat?
Well, I'd say from that high on up a little, he gets up big enough to be called a hog.
But how much will he weigh?
Well, I'll say from 50 to 75 pounds in their hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And when they first come, they're pigs.
Uh-huh.
And then they're short, short, and then they go into the hog stage.
But what's a male called?
Boar.
Does that sound bad to use?
Well, not now.
It used to?
Used to.
What did people say that sounded better than boar?
Male.
Uh-huh. And the female's called a...
Sow.
What if she's never had pigs?
Well, she's still a sow.
Mm-hmm.
But she might be a bear and can't have pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be just a barren sow. There's not a bit of good in the world, so you're only for meat.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called a gilt?
Yeah. Now that's a young sow.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, before she's bred, she's a gilt.
Mm-hmm.
After she's bred, then she's a sow.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Castrate him.
Any other words people use for that?
Well, cut him.
Mm-hmm. And then he'd be called a...
Bar.
Okay. Would it make any difference if you cut him when he was young or if he was old?
The quicker... Well, now, to make it plain, the quicker you can get a hold of those seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And cut them, the better off the hog is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have cut them a little pig like that there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've cut hogs that weighed 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Never lost one of them alive.
You call them a barra either way?
Yeah, he's a barra anyway. But now, the big old hog, he's got a shield on his shoulder that you can't hardly cut through at all. And you, if you want to cut him and use him for meat,
mm-hmm.
You want to cut him 6 or 8 months before you put him in the peanut field to fatten, or however you're going to fatten him on.
Mm-hmm.
Then that shield will disappear. But as long as he's a male, he's got that shield there. Now that shield is, I imagine, fight. Two males get together, all man, that's a bloody fight.
Mm-hmm.
You got teeth, especially what's called teeth, sticking out the mouth, some of them that long, and they just walk up and ram it into a hog and pull it out. They'll kill him if you don't watch out.
Mm. What about the hairs that a hog has on its back? You know that?
Bristles.
Uh-huh. And what you put the food in for the hog?
Trough.
And if you had 3 or 4 of those, you'd say you had 3 or 4?
Troughs.
What would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, now, they are called wild boars.
Mm-hmm.
Wild
cow. What about that skinny kind with the long snout that stays out in the woods?
Pine wood grower.
Uh-huh. They're pretty good to eat, or?
Well, if you can get one fat.
Uh-huh.
In other words, their shoulder with no, what I call a butt.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very narrow in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And will fight you until they fall dead. I've been into them. We used to catch them. We used to have dogs that would catch them.
Uh-huh.
We'd catch them and put them in a pen. And that wild hog will not eat in that pen in the daytime. You put his feed in there in the daytime, and he lay right there up in that corner, just as close as he can get, trying to hide himself.
Uh-huh.
And when night comes, and he come out and eat. I've had all of them.
Uh-huh.